Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And this is quite a sort of mad, but also very nice episode. I feel like we've been down many, many avenues. We're talking about social battery, fatigue, tiredness, the feeling of when you come away from a social interaction and you just think, oh my God, never let me leave this house again. And if you're anything like us, sometimes you can feel quite like guilty for that. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the perfect episode for just like allowing yourself to feel knackered with love. Enjoy.
Stunning.
I was going to be like, take two, Seffi and Wing. It's like, we've never done that before.
Seffi and Wing goes without saying, take two and go. We did just restart because I was being weird, but I made a promise that I'm not going to be weird this time.
I don't think you were. It's the classic get in your head situation.
I'm in my head. I'm still in it, but I can get out.
Let's
of
just,
it.
Let's just, yeah, we can be in, next. We can be out, we can shake it all
okay.
about.
Okay.
Social battery we're talking about today.
Yeah, which I do need.
Yeah.
I need this chat. I need honestly someone to sit me down and give me a good talking to.
It's something that we always talk about. We're always like, are we weird that we can literally meet someone for like an hour for a coffee and then mm-hmm. often text each other being like, oh my God, I'm so burnt out. Like, I actually just can't do this. And it's like, you didn't honestly. Do anything hard. Like, are we weird to get so
drained?
You
did something nice.
From nice things.
Okay, so there's a lot going on here. Like, it is complex because I think sometimes yeah. it's like, okay, immediately it's pointing to a large issue there. It says a lot maybe about the relationship. Yeah. It says something about where you are mentally at that moment, like as an individual. It says a lot about like what we expect from people in dynamics, in relationships, what we expect from women to give. There's a lot going on here. We'll probably just skim the surface. Yeah, I doubt we're going to unpack much of it, but we can see what we can
Anything
do,
at
see
all.
What we come up with. Also, we did ask on the Instagram, and I was just saying that it made me feel so much more normal just kind of skimming through your thoughts on there about yeah. this topic.
It looks like we all agree. We're all yeah, terrified.
We all come to the same
people.
Agree. Just tired.
Tired people, tired girls right
tired.
Now.
I think it's because I get so much from my interactions and I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself to give a lot in yeah. interactions. So it's almost like it's not their fault that I'm coming in
no.
putting all this pressure on and feeling like I need to give the most. But it's my fault that then I come away feeling absolutely knackered because it's like I've just been
performing,
putting on a show, taking care of you. Do you know what yeah. I mean? Like I've just been giving a lot
too
here,
much
dare I say maybe
I think I was having this conversation I don't know who I was saying this to maybe my mum but I was saying like recently I've been saying yes to things that I don't want to do and kind of as I said it I was like oh my God that's really bad like I kind of thought it was like I was just kind of just doing loads of stuff kind of trying
too.
To please everyone like someone says do you want to do this it's like yes I should probably do that I haven't seen them in a while yes I should probably do that and when I kind of said it out loud like I've been saying yes to things that I don't want to do. I'm someone that strongly believes
in not doing that.
In consent, pleasure, mm-hmm. fun, women doing what mm-hmm. they want to do. That's just mm-hmm. a strong belief that it's like if
Amen.
You don't want to do something in all contexts, I don't necessarily think you should like opt into everything that you don't want to do. Basically
mm-hmm.
and I was like
that's
that
nice.
Actually go that's probably why I feel so drained because it goes against like a very core belief that you shouldn't have to do things that are optional. Obviously there are certain things you have to uh-huh. do. I don't want to do certain things that you have to do, but I was like, that's why it feels so wrong to me. I'm like giving too much to people that I don't want to give anything to.
That's when it's bad. It's like, it's yeah. one thing when it's like, oh, I'm a bit tired from like having a full-on couple of days with a friend, yeah. but it's another issue when it's like, oh, I've just given a lot of hours to someone who probably doesn't really respect me that much. Like, doesn't, we probably don't really,
and
you
isn't
know, get
valuing
a lot, whatever.
It. Like, and mm-hmm. and also, I think this came through quite strongly from the messages that people sent. Seffy and Wing, our Instagram, mm-hmm. people were saying like, oh, sugar lumps. Well, I can't remember what I was going to say.
Sugar lumps. People who don't value what you're doing, you said.
Yeah, people are dumping on you. That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. It came through strongly in the messages. Like, people that are, like, using your meetup. It's, for you, it's like, you're meeting to go for a walk. People
yeah, love
using
it.
That as, like, brain dump. Like,
that's
everything.
Therapy. Yeah.
It's like, you're their journal all of a sudden.
You're the recycling bin.
You're the bin. You're actually the bin.
You're the bin.
It's not
very
nice.
They got ready this morning. They thought, right, I'm gonna have a nice big clear out today.
But also, I think we've all been there. Like, I love the room to vent, and I love it when my friends feel the room
without
to vent.
Saying, but I think that's it. Let's caveat this whole thing. The crux,
yeah,
it goes without saying, it's an honor for someone to share their vulnerability with you and
yeah.
share trust you with their feelings and their experiences, and it's actually one of the most important, crucial parts of our like human existence on this planet, to have like a real deep, sincere connection,
meaning of
with
life,
people that we
say.
Love. It's the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
That's not what we're discussing here.
No.
Actually, we're not discussing the
I'm
meaning
talking
of
about
life.
The meaninglessness of life. Yes. I'm talking about yeah. wasting your time and energy.
I'm talking about like just ending up being in a room that you didn't want to be in, and then coming home being like, I just need a bit of fucking peace and quiet.
Bad feeling.
That's bad when it's like, I can't physically get enough away from you.
Oh god, yeah. But I know it so well of like, even, and to be honest, it can be people that I literally love, it can be like friends, family, all of this stuff, and it's like, oh my god, mm-hmm. I actually need to go, after talking to you, I need to just need to go and sit in a dark room.
I need a second.
That's not a normal feeling.
But we together, me and Seffy, often if you see us out in the wild, you might find us in a dungeon.
Always. You'll always find us in a dungeon. To be honest,
you'll
if you
always
do find
us
in
the dungeon.
Real world, it will be likely in a dungeon.
It will be somewhere that sells food, and hopefully the lighting dark. Is dim.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. And it has to be
yeah.
the right temperature in there. I don't want too hot.
And we have to have the best seats in the house.
Always. But we always end up in the best seats in the house.
We always end up in the best seats in the house, because you kind of want to be like nicely tucked away.
In a nook.
But like, in a nook, but like, you've got your eyes on everything, eyes on the yeah. nearest exit.
Both of us usually with a back to the wall.
Yeah, both of us are just assessing, you know, we're feeling comfortable.
We often sit at a table, say there's a table of four, we uh-huh. will often not sit opposite each other but sit next to each
no.
other, both facing out like we're on a bus or something,
kind of like old women.
Yeah, no, generally viewing the room.
Just making small judgments on the
passing judgment with a kind of spread on the table. We've got some cakes,
always
we've got
spread,
some sandwiches,
always
some
spread,
and we're just like surveying the room.
You know what we do? We really appreciate it. We'll make multiple comments about, this is nice, isn't it?
Oh, we will. That's kind of what the occasion is. This is just lovely, isn't it? Oh, have you tried that? That one is just amazing.
We like to sit down and be like, this is divine.
Yeah, divine. It's always divine. It's
stunning.
Always stunning. And
it's divine.
Always, we sit down, first line, best seats in the house.
Best seats
in the house.
How could it not be? I'm sat next to you.
And then
best
we
seats
say,
in the house.
I'll get a water on the rocks. That's another one that we
That's
do.
That's the best one. That's
I'll get
the
a
best
water
one.
On the rocks.
Tap water on the rocks.
It's a great line. It's a really great line.
But it doesn't land with really anyone else.
No, because it's
I
not.
Think.
It just... Isn't
no
that
one
good,
else really
but
gets
somehow
it.
It's
when
so
I
good.
It.
You put that in our Taylor Swift video as well. We went to go and watch the Eras Tour.
The Eras Tour film.
You can watch that somewhere on our Instagram. And I saw that you wrote tap water on the rocks.
On
that.
The rocks, because like, I think that was when we first started saying.
Yeah, because we got two tap waters to go and watch the Eras Tour
on the rocks
from the cine.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
So that's a little bit of what you can expect
from us
in real
if you were to hang out with us.
Yeah.
And trust me, that charges the social battery right up.
No, it does. And so I think there's something a bit different when it's like, for example, just behind your back, guys, no offense, but mm-hmm. before we started recording, Seffy was like, I think the main thing with coming away from a social interaction and being like, I'm really drained from that, is that it's pointing to like something unsaid.
Definitely.
So that's why I think when we go to like a dark room or whatever, yeah, we go and like sit down and get a tea somewhere, it's like there's nothing really unsaid. Like we do it all the time. We often look at each other and say, I'm fucking knackered. Like, I'm fucking tired.
We often have our heads on the table. Like, heads down.
And we'll say, like, I say to you all the time, sorry, I'm not talking. I'm just
dead
inside.
Famously, you'll say, I'm not going to talk to you until the food's arrived. Sort of thing. And then we'll both just kind of stare into space for a while.
And this then is not very good, like, advertising.
We can begin conversation again.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, I'm so sorry, but I literally can't focus on anything other than watching every fucking waiter in here.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
I'm so sorry. But...
And then maybe just saying the odd comment, nice skirt. Love her hair. Just the odd comment like that. He looks a bit like Louis Theroux. Like, just the odd things.
Great company I am.
No, it's the best company.
We
it's
have
just
a
what we should
of a
do. It's the routine
together. It is the routine. But I think that's the biggest thing, is like, if you can't turn to someone and be like, I'm so sorry, but I'm gonna actually put myself on mute for 20 minutes. I mean, 20 minutes may be a bit of a stretch, but like,
just needs to be
just like,
to
I need to sit down. Yeah,
I think that's when I feel most drained.
I don't want to feel suffocated or like claustrophobic.
Oh no, that sounds awful.
You know when it's like, oh fuck, get me the fuck out of here.
Yes.
And my advice in that situation would be, take yourself to the toilet.
Always do warrior pose in the toilet. I've done it many a time in recent weeks.
Lock that cubicle door.
Yeah,
take sit down and just think, I can do this.
I can do this.
And if Seth and Wynn can do it, I can do
God,
it.
God, yeah, no, that's lowest of the low. We can do it.
It really
you definitely
is.
Can. But no, that's the thing when it's like, often I think it will happen when it's a build up. Say you're spending like a couple days with someone, or even like a couple hours, say.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's happened that kind of annoyed you mildly, potentially at the beginning. Something mm-hmm. that just jarred you. There was a disconnect on some level. Then the day just continues and continues, and there'll be like a few more little things that just like slightly jar. They misunderstand mm-hmm. you misunderstand them, you're not compatible in certain areas, which is normal, encouraged, to be expected.
Yes.
In friendships, relationships, whatever.
Yes.
In just being a human on this planet, you're not gonna
mm-hmm.
No one should agree with everything you say, and you shouldn't agree with everything everyone else says. I think that's when it starts to build, and then before you know it, you're kind of trudging around thinking, oh my God, they're fucking annoying me. Everything they're doing is fucking infuriating me. And they're probably thinking
that's not good.
And that is that's the feeling to me when it's like,
that's the worst of the worst. Okay, so there are different issues here though, I think.
Yeah.
One of them is like, okay, there's some sort of conflict, there's some sort of tension between this person that I'm with, and for whatever reason, this social event is not ending.
Has become difficult
enough.
All of a sudden.
Uh-huh. And I'm kind of stuck here for the next couple of hours, and I'm annoyed with them actually, and they're probably annoyed with me.
Yeah, there's a
on
mutual
the other hand,
discomfort going on here.
100%.
You're both begging to get
bit,
away from it and phone the friend that will understand.
No, but that's the fucking worst bit, is when you think there's a mutual discomfort here, but they're like, should we go and get something to eat? Should we go and get something? And they keep, you know when you're you know when you're out, I'm not trying to put you guys off going out anymore, but you know when you're out
like,
and about with
someone,
I don't want
to leave the house ever again.
I literally
or
came home the other
weird.
day.
I just don't know.
No, I think we are, because I came home the other day and I had the best time and I got back and my boyfriend said, how was it? And I said, I am never leaving the house again.
Yeah, no, I completely remind me
to never leave the house again.
Next time you see me trying to leave, remind me of this moment.
Stop me. Yeah. Stop me. Chain me to the fucking chair. It's like a werewolf. Like, I'm going to tell you to set me free, but...
Have you taken your medicine tonight?
Yes. I'm going to say crazy things, but trust me.
Trust me.
You need to keep me chained. I don't.
No matter
I
how much
anymore.
I beg and plead.
Honestly.
Do
honestly,
not
and
me.
I will be begging and pleading.
Yeah, I'll
don't
try
let
trick
me go.
You. Don't let me out.
But when it's bad, it's bad. But I don't want to put people off going outside.
But then I do think we're weird. Like, I think... So this is just something I've learned from us. We do take things too deep. That's just a fact of us.
Fine.
We take everything extremely, maybe
too
not
serious.
Too, but we take things extremely deep. And to some people,
we like to ponder.
We really do, and I do think it is to our detriment. I really do.
Well, you said something to me the other day. Sorry, this is quite a ranty episode, but
no, let's do
the
it.
The other day we haven't spoken in about a week.
So no, this is what, in ages. Since the last time you heard properly. Us, that's the last time we spoke. So we're quite in depth today.
Yeah, there was a situation that we were in the other day in public, out and about, and you said something to me. You almost said, like, do you think that was bad? Blah, blah, blah. And I said to you, I'm not entertaining this conversation.
Really?
Zip.
God, I don't remember this
at all. Because I was like, if we start mulling
If we start, we're gone.
If we start, we're out, we're toast. And it's like, if I entertain the thought,
then
of
the
like,
thought becomes its own thing. It spirals.
Was that negative? Was that bad? I actually was like, I'm so sorry, Steffi, because I would love to go down that road with you
but
more
no.
than anything. And I've been down there many times before. I'm stopping. Stop the car. Emergency stop. Stop the fucking car. Emergency stop, because we can't go down that road.
But I think it's a good decision, and sometimes that does need to be made, of like, we could go down that avenue, and I promise you we will be able to find some issues of things we did wrong and things that we didn't like, blah blah blah, but actually should we go down that, or should we be normal people and go, that was a nice day? That was a nice day. We had ice
cream. That was nice.
All of the
nice
things.
It was delicious. Perfect. Yeah,
very odd decisions to make in life that we do.
Okay, so actually, this leads me on to my next thing, which I thought, I haven't really thought that much about it, but there's a clip of Taylor Swift celebrating with Travis Kelce after he won the Super Bowl. Kiss, etc.
Something about her
so
nails
sweet.
People didn't like.
Oh, really?
I saw something, someone saying Taylor Swift's nails look bad in that photo.
Fuck them.
I know, and I remember thinking, like, they look really, like, I always have shit nails, but it's like, really, like, god, new insecurity unlocked, her nails look bad. God.
she looks so stunning.
Is it where she's kissing him?
She's been kissing him a bit, so I don't know what you
I saw a thing where he was quite grossing me out, where he was singing
Viva Las Vegas,
we are
I
the champions that. Yeah, that
I thought that was quite hot. It's like, well, he has just won the Super Bowl, so I'll let him have it.
Did he win? Okay,
yeah,
okay. I don't mind it, but I didn't love it either. I didn't think hot when I saw that.
I mean, I'll give it to him.
I love it for her.
Love it for her.
I really do.
There was a clip of them celebrating, and in it, he's saying to her so sweetly, thank you so much for coming like halfway across the world. Like,
you're the best.
Because she had just played in Tokyo and then flies over to watch the Super Bowl. Crazy.
Oh my God.
And he says, you must be so tired. Like, how are you not jet lagged? And she says, and you almost, this is like in the crowd, in the celebration.
Yeah.
And you almost kind of go, she kind of, in a way, I'm like, can you see her go to say like, I am, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She says, jet lag is a choice.
Wow.
The most Taylor Swift response I've ever seen to anything
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, it's PR jet lag heavy. Jet lag is a choice.
No, oh, okay. It's jet lag is a choice, just to your boyfriend, like, almost like, I wanted to be here for you. Yeah. I decided I'm not jet lagged. Let's go. Like, crazy. And I think that's the same thing with us being like, I'm about to start overthinking.
Yes,
and then being
it's
like,
it's a choice.
Let's not. Yeah. It's a fucking choice.
Yeah. And we choose wrong very
that.
Often.
All the time.
Also, jet lag is a choice. I choose wrong on that occasion as well. I really lean into jet lag in a big way.
Totally. And I'm sure she does when
it was
she...
like from Amsterdam, it's a 1 hour difference. And I'm like, I'm jet lagged. God, I'm so jet
half
lagged.
An hour.
Like, I have to wake up like an hour earlier than I usually would.
It's literally like 20 minutes down the road.
I'm so jet lagged.
I'm sure she leans into the jet lag, but I love that in that moment she like knew she... It's almost like knowing how to make your own life easier as well. Like, allowing yourself to enjoy things.
Also, she must... I mean, if anyone is familiar with jet lag, it must be her. She's going around all over the place.
Jesus.
It's like, okay, so are you going to make your life...
She takes a
very
private
difficult.
Plane from the living room to the kitchen. I'm joking.
What's that?
Have you not seen
no.
this stuff about like her flying on a private plane like everywhere and like, oh my god, she's like gonna kill the planet sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
that's just that.
Oh, is that it?
Little,
well, she is, but not
little,
just her. Everyone, all of these
no,
people
not
are.
Just her. Thoughts on this?
I'm liking it so far. What about you?
Same. You know, I'm having a great time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ooh, the first one that's come up.
Okay.
Oh my God. I instantly have so much to say. One-sided conversations.
Oh!
That's literally the first one I've seen, and Jesus, you are so right.
One-sided... Yeah, go on.
Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I tell a little thing that I saw?
I would love for you to.
I saw a little thing. This was a trope that I have kind of noticed in my life, and it's quite a new trope that I've noticed, but I think it's a real cliche that is unspoken of. So I was sitting in a cafe and I heard some, I was just observing as I do, I had my snacks laid out. I was just observing the room, surveying.
Back against the wall.
Love her dress.
love
his t-shirt.
He looks like Louis Theroux.
As I do. Yeah, he looks just like Louis Theroux. there was two friends sitting next to me and they were having a chat. They had just come back from their first term at uni. And one of them, they'd both been away. They just... this is around Christmas time, they'll be back. They were kind of clearly friends at school. They were meeting up post uni. One of them had stories to tell, story after story after story. The other one, I think by the sounds of it, also had a nice time at uni, but I was really living through her. In I was just kind of sort of observing it, and she was not really being asked anything, just kind of nodding along. Yeah. And the other one was kind of doing all these stories. You have to meet Josh. He is crazy. Oh. Like, oh my God, he's just crazy. Oh. You would love him. You would love him. Oh my God. And there was also this club that we go to. Oh my God, it's the best club in the world. You would love it. You would, oh my God, it's just.
I would love it.
Not really
listening.
She's going
on.
Not really saying anything. Just kind of, you know, just almost basically insinuating this is my thing is the best and not really caring much to ask about anything that the other one had done. And the other girl in fact had said that she was in an all-girls house, and it was in a mixed house of like boys and girls, and she was like, you're really gonna struggle finding landlords that will accept you because I'm in all-girls, and like that's what landlords prefer. Like, she was just kind of shitting on the girl a little bit, I thought.
Okay, yeah.
And it really made me think about that one-sided conversation where you realize, oh my God, I haven't been asked a question in
Fleabag
an hour. Yeah.
And what do you do? Is that what he says?
Yeah. So what do you do? Oh my goodness, that's everything I want.
What
that
do
like
you do? I
want
to watch that.
Really? Should we watch that?
But you said you didn't want to watch it, it would be too sad.
All of Us Strangers.
Yeah,
I will watch it because I've actually heard mixed reviews. Now I heard one bad review. Okay. And now I want to hear I heard good reviews.
Okay, I do really want to watch it.
Well, shall we?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, let's watch that. I also want to watch Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, no, we're definitely doing that.
But I also am scared.
Double bill.
I'm scared not of the monsters, but of...
of Josh
of
Hutcherson.
Josh looking so good. Security
I think
guard.
He might look good because he's kind of... he's older now.
Brown hair as well.
Brown hair.
Not Peter Blondie. And he's looking after his little sister, I think, whilst he's a security guard.
Yeah, that's
guard.
A nice dynamic.
Oh my goodness. Love I can't that. Cope. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. When it's kind of Dakota Johnson being like, aren't you supposed to let people talk on the show?
Yes, exactly.
That's not the truth, Ellen. It's like,
yes,
you almost, it's like you don't, I could say anything in response and you would just keep going. Like, this isn't really
you're
a conversation.
Listening.
I'm just a soundboard. I'm just a receiver of your information mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of painful.
It was horrible to watch because I could almost... I was projecting, as always, onto the girl. Mm. But I was thinking, like, that's the sort of interaction that I would come home from and be like to my family, I'm not seeing her again. Like, I can't do that again.
The classic thing, chain me to the chair. Remind me never to leave the house again. Yeah. Yeah, remind me.
Unpleasant.
It is unpleasant.
Having someone essentially... I think also it stood out in that situation because they had both essentially lived through the same...
Yeah,
they've both gone off and lived a term at university. They've probably come back with, they've got so much to say and all the stuff. Also, there's a whole thing of like, some people have a great time, some people don't have such a great time, some people are still finding their feet. And it was basically watching this girl listen to her friend brag. It was just a real like, this is not nice,
awkward vibe,
one-sided conversation. Not
nice. I think as well though, like, growing up, I would like, I sometimes it's easy to take that route. Like, I find myself slipping into that often of being the soundboard. And I do think I'm quite good at it. Like, I'm definitely a good listener.
Yeah,
and
you
I
are.
Also oh thanks
I'm a great talker.
Oh, thank you so much. I think I'm quite good at, kind of in a Libra way, like not being fake, but like I think I'm quite good at giving people what they need to like keep going. You know when Maisie Williams in that gorgeous thing that she did on Stephen Barlow, she was like talking about her experience as a kid, and she was like,
queen,
it's all about being asked the right questions.
Someone finally asked like the question. Yeah. Oh my god, she I think did I'm so that much person. In that fucking interview.
I think I'm that person for people. I ask the right questions because also
I
don't want to push people, but I like someone feeling like they have the room to give whatever they want to give to me, because I'm here with open heart, open hands, open mouth. I'm always ready to go. Like, I'm here to receive whatever.
You're Stephen Bartlett. And
I'm Stephen Bartlett in that situation. Well, but I feel like he's a bit of a pusher.
He comes with an agenda. No, he's got angles.
You know what? Yeah, I actually don't. I think I'm not Stephen Bartlett.
No, you're not. Just he's a question asker.
He's prying, and then he's going to take your answer and use it as the headline clickbait. Yeah,
absolutely.
He's going to take a screenshot of you crying your eyes out. Yeah,
title, yeah,
he's going to underline it in red.
Yeah,
but I think I'm really good. Like, I sometimes, like, I've had people say to me often, like, I'm crying. Like, oh, sorry, I'm crying with you, or like blah blah blah, or like blah blah blah. And it's like, you know, it's not by, it's very much by design that you're crying with me, because I know that you have things
you
to cry
to.
About. You needed to do that, and no one else is letting you do that for whatever reason. And I do, I really actually love more than anything receiving people's
tears,
like shit and
vials
stuff.
Yeah, their tears.
Honestly, vials. Take them. I'll take them happily. I love it. I love it.
For the slaughter.
For the slaughter. I love it.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think that is definitely a skill.
That actually fulfills me. Yeah. I don't come away from that feeling drained. I come away feeling amazing, which is interesting.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I do think you're an incredible listener, actually. You really...
Oh, thank you.
You do create space for, like, definitely, like, emotional moments as well. Like, you really do...
Thank you so much.
...facilitate an environment that is very...
emotional.
God, the tears start coming and they don't stop coming. Like,
I
it's their brimming.
I can't help it.
Which
I
is nice.
I can't help it because I... So, in a sixth sense, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm a fucking narcissist little saviour girl who needs to feel
don't
important.
Don't go down
in
the avenue.
Lives.
Emergency stop.
Okay, fine. But then maybe on the other hand, it's like, no, I think I just, kind of in that Maisie Williams thing, I don't like that feeling when you're kind of looking around and it's like, why is no one caring? Why is no one helping? Why is no one...
Totally.
Can no one see that I'm like not in a good way? Like, can someone care sort of thing? And I just love, honestly, the honour of being in the company of someone who's feeling like they're open. It's like, oh god, I love it so much. Like, I love it.
Yeah,
I've really beautiful. Come away feeling like, wow, they really gave me something. Like, it's a gift. It's like huge.
It is a gift. And also, it is so vulnerable when someone cries in front of you. It's like, oh my god, I'm crying with you. Like, it's a whole fucking thing. Like,
I
know how open I feel when I cry in front of someone. So it's like, to someone to do it back, it's like, yeah, no, it truly is an honor.
Yeah, it is an honor. What else makes you feel fulfilled in a social environment? So, like, we've spoken about the decline of the social battery.
Yeah.
That's a way that my social battery gets filled up, is, like, when someone cries for me, but on a show.
When, as theirs drains, the other grows stronger. Yeah.
I suck all the tears from them and I live off, like, of them.
Ginny's nearly dead, whatever it is. And as the power of the diary grows, like, oh my goodness.
It literally is. It's like, no, I need your sadness, fuels me.
Yeah, no, I get it completely.
I really, it makes me feel good when people share that. What are some other ways that we come away from a social interaction feeling good?
I think there's a specific kind of conversation that fucking amps me up, and I recognize when I'm in them, and it's those, and they happen often. These are the environments that facilitate these: sleepovers, late nights, and also the morning after a sleepover sort of thing. Like, it's when everyone is not in performance mode, everyone is looking like haggard. Like, everyone's in their comfiest clothes, you've got snacks, you maybe have just watched like 3 movies in a row, you're a bit out of your mind. Those environments are what facilitates these kind of combos. I like, or like, maybe you've just eaten like a huge meal and you're feeling kind of sick. Yum. Like that sort of thing. Conversations where it's possibly in a group, like there's like probably like 3 or 4 people, but could be anything, and everyone is almost like, it's sharing stories, like it's like, what's the scariest thing that's happened to you? What's the spookiest, like what's a weird synchronicity that's happened? And people are like desperate to speak, like, you know, when you see that thing, you can kind of feel it, like someone's talking, telling their story, and everyone is fully engaged, but at the same time everyone else
ready
has got
to come
something
in
on the tip of their tongues that happened to them. I literally feel like that in that sort of energy, I don't even know what that is. It's like a special frequency that only can be accessed at certain times, because most convos can't go there.
Yeah.
But often I'll be like, oh my god, we're in it now, this is it, we're in the like the best convo. Those are the ones that I'm like, conversation is everything. Thank god we're podcasters.
Oh no, honestly though,
yeah, it's everything.
It is everything, actually.
Yeah,
it is everything.
And usually those are with women, I think, as well. Like, just like a group of girls, like really connecting on, like, I guess, like anecdotal conversation. That is, it's not, it's everyone, like, I guess it's like sharing stories, but like in like quite short form. I just honestly think that is so everything. That hypes me to the next level.
It's because you're moving into a different space, and it cuts through the shit. Like, there's just something real there. There's something authentic happening.
Yeah.
And I think it's also really childlike. Like, I think it is also not a coincidence that it's like, oh, it happens like in the morning when you just
with
wake up after a night out or whatever. Yeah, it's like, no, that is, it's a really like, you get kind of giddy on it. Like, it's because it's like, especially if like, it's a little bit scary. It's very like heightened emotions. Like, it kind of makes my eyes water a bit. Like, it
shivers.
You get shivers. Like, it's,
yeah,
I think it's childlike, because in a sense it's like, I, as I've gotten older, I've, those conversations have dwindled.
Well, this is what I mean by when we're in it, I'm like, we're in,
they're
that moment,
weaker.
Yeah, it's like the honor to be like in that environment where it's like, oh my god, and they've got a story, now I've got a story. Like, everyone's got like a thing to say. I love it. And it's so fast paced, but almost like everyone, we're really
engaged
in each story as well. It's not to be confused for somebody's talking and somebody's they're not listening, they're about to jump in with their own thing.
And the bit where someone's like, oh, I need to go get in the shower and get ready. And it's like, no,
fuck
no,
you. You've
stay,
ruined everything with
stay.
Your adulthood.
Like, you're just in that perfect
bubble.
Yeah, it's such a bubble where it's like, you're just really, you're just fully enjoying each other's company.
Yeah.
I really get that as well, kind of in the only child thing of like, you know, when you're in a really good conversation or like you're having a good time in company, and then someone, like, for whatever reason it changes, or like the group changes, like someone's like, I'm gonna go outside, or like, oh, I'm gonna go and get a drink, and it's like oh no, this bit was so perfect, like this,
agreed.
I was really living for this dynamic, and now you've broken it.
And it's always interrupted with quite like a sort of real worldy thing of like, I'm tired, I need a wee.
You know what it was?
Like, no.
it was when you had your first kiss with Jamie Lang, and then his friend was like, I'm going to go out for a cigarette, and they left.
You can't put it all on me. And also, I've been getting worried with how much we're speaking about this, that it sounds like we actually did kiss Jamie Lang. He literally kissed us on the cheek, like a greeting, and we've
It was a greeting. It was a nice to meet you.
But we've made this like, oh my God, Jamie Lang. So I was like getting a bit scared for his wife, like hearing it, being like, what
no,
the hell?
No, never, 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 never. The wife was like,
we're not insinuating anything. He kissed us on the cheeks.
But absolutely
it meant
not.
So much. It meant so much.
Habs, if you're interested, I'll go for it. Absolutely in no way interested in Jamie Lang.
No
we love you, we love you, we love you, Habs.
King, king, king. But also, I have seen some things you've done on Main Chelsea that are questionable, so...
Questionable, king, king, yeah, king, but look, we're here. The wife is always the priority. I've been thinking this recently.
Yeah.
Just, well, you guys know, but a wife's not everything. Like, you know how it's like,
I'm
I don't even have to...
I'm not a fan of the term wife, but, you know, but women, everything.
You don't even have to see somebody's wife to know that they are better than the
stunning
husband.
Yeah, divine. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
like, I don't even have to see your wife to know that you're punching. Like,
always.
It goes without saying.
Yeah. Oh my God, honestly, every single one of these is so good. Like, this is literally just the second thing I've seen.
I think
seen.
This will be important for us to look back on.
Yeah. Oh my God, I think we can... Honestly, I could live do another episode on this, because these are just literally, like, this is the second thing right next to that. And it's and below there are, like, hundreds, so it's, like, there are so many amazing things we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Just says, fake laughing at work.
Oh, God, ouch.
It's so good.
That fake kind of tore my soul laughing. Out a bit. Oh, fake laughing. I think I've given myself a headache just by thinking about it.
Do you know what? That's almost got two parts, that thing.
At
like,
work.
Work,
is
I think, is its own social battery.
Oh, it's its own issue.
Trainer. Instant decline. It's like it's the equivalent of like you're playing your streaming videos, playing it out loud, your battery's
Oh God, it's not good.
Bluetooth's on.
It's Bluetooth. Yeah, no.
Fake laughing. Worst feeling in the world.
You know, do you ever get that feeling? And I know you do. I get it quite a lot, and I get it a lot when I'm with you and when we're doing something. It's not fake laughing, but when I come in, for example, like come home from a day out and my cheeks hurt where I've been smiling so much. And I remember actually in the pandemic, like on Zoom and stuff, and like I would come off of the call and like get lightheaded, and my cheeks would
Those
be killing me.
Haven't
like
been used, haven't smiled
crazy.
In weeks.
I haven't smiled in weeks. Like, it hurts to be not let the resting bitch face out.
I think that was especially when we started having meetings on Zoom, like. As in not me and you, where it's resting bitch face the whole time.
Oh, the whole time, yeah.
Just like it's our real faces, which are not permanently in
not
a
happy.
Slightly upturned smile.
No, not well-mannered, not polite.
No, it's just not in that sort of weird face. But then when we started having like Zoom meetings with people, that sort of smiling, kind of apples at the cheeks, rosy cheeked sort of smile.
Yeah, it's
and
kind of Santa
everything
Claus
is
comes
just
out.
Very polite and well-mannered, and it's just... I was not used to having to sustain that face for like half an hour at a time.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm
actually.
Still not really. But even in person, you don't have to do that. You can listen without. You can like
that
nod
fucking
and listening
like
without
an
being like smiling like a madman.
Serial killer.
That's crazy. Like dead behind the eyes with a big smile.
Nah,
on, listening to stats
crazy.
That I don't understand.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My head hurts.
Yeah, me too.
Hope we're always there as the alternative when you're feeling a bit knackered from someone. It's okay if you're knackered of us. That's okay. We come and go.
Oh, it's absolutely fine. Yeah, I get it, to be honest.
It's mutual.
Yeah.
I get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I do think a podcast is the ideal thing, actually, because I, when I was socially fatigued the other day, I was like too tired to speak to anyone. I was like, right, okay, I can't like possibly speak to a human being.
Speak.
But I'm weirdly, my energy is like spiking because I've been like on for so long that it's like music doesn't feel like enough. I just need to be kind of weirdly like chit-chatted at, but by people that I don't hate.
On that note.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And
if you
don't
hear
from
us,
assume
the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.